Sports Radio 94 WIP. This is the Midday Show. Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio today, alongside Hugh Douglas. We're at McGurk's Pub and Grill in Fort Washington.
Got packed quick,
it's
man.
It's packed in here.
Yeah.
A lot of people coming over from the baseball competition.
Shout out to the afternoon show, man, for putting on that event. Shout out to Ike, Spike, and Jack. I don't know what happened, but it sounds like it was pretty exciting.
Yeah, we're in the dark. They'll announce the results coming up at 2 o'clock today on the afternoon show. So make sure you tune in. It was an exclusive event. But if you were there, you know what happened. But if not, everybody will be in the house. They'll be in the house at 2 to announce the results.
Not too many people understood that, by the way.
Yeah, and can we give a disclaimer? If you were there, don't call us and tell us what happened, because we're doing this is all set up so that, since some of y'all are not that bright, at the 2 o'clock show when they come on, it's their bit.
Boy.
Let them do their thing, please.
Sean in Newark learned that the hard way today.
No, I'm just saying, man. I mean, because it's like we try to try to talk nice to folks and try to tell them in the absolute nicest way that this is, we know it's a radio bit. Let's just pull you behind the curtain. It's a radio bit. And they want to keep the bit as pure as possible and do it on their show. So nobody needs to call in with the results.
We've only had one person call in to give the results. So at 2 o'clock, they will announce that coming up today. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. Read on our Twitter question, sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing that others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. Should Bryce Harper's performance over the next few weeks dictate what the Phillies do at the trade deadline? Yes or no? I say no. I don't think that should factor in at all. I think for the Phillies, you're going to need to, you know, essentially hope Bryce gets back to being Bryce.
Yeah.
But that's make me think, okay, you can't go for it because Bryce.
Yeah, that's your best bet. I think Bryce is going to come around eventually. I think that what Bryce is dealing with right now is mentally adjusting to the way that his body feels, if that makes sense to people. What I'm saying is this, like, a lot of times as a former NFL player, you have certain aches and pains, nicks and things like that, and you just have to fight your way through those in order to perform. So that's what I think Bryce is right now.
Yeah, and the Phillies, I mean, right now they're a team that, even though they're in first place, even though the record's pretty good for this point of the year, they're a team that it feels like they have a lot of holes. Obviously, offensively, we talked about the need for a bat, specifically from the right side. The bullpen, they need some pieces as well. And coming up in a few minutes, we will get to a hypothetical trade idea that was thrown out there by ESPN yesterday regarding one of the Phillies' top prospects. We'll get to that and also what he did last night in at AAA Lehigh Valley. But first, let's go back to the phones. Go to Dennis in Newtown. What's up, Dennis?
Hey, how you doing today? Hey,
good, man. What's happening?
Yes.
You know, I'm not going to cross you today, my man.
It's not meant like we. I mean, we're
I know
doing,
it isn't.
Yeah, you know what I mean, Dennis. It's just like we're trying to work out, man.
You
got people on that. You got people on that.
No disrespect, Dennis. I'm just, you know what I mean.
I'm with you. I'm with you. I'm with you on this one, brother. I'm with you. Okay. Hey, just a quick note. I watched that video many times of the inside the park home run. Now, I played baseball, played center field way back, so I'm going to tell you that. But as a center fielder, you're supposed to be protecting the gap. And that doesn't mean when the ball's hitting the gap, he's too close to his right fielder. He's got to be halfway looking for a carom. He didn't. He was in no position to help there. None. And I think that was just a horrible play as I looked at it.
Horrible.
But.
Yeah, no, Dennis, he did not play that ball off the wall well at all. And I get, you know, that's a weird stadium for outfielders. It's a huge outfield. It's hard to play. But you've got to make sure, man, that's the one thing you can't do.
If he would have just planted himself in the gap between right and center, close to the wall, he'd have made that play. And maybe they just tie it and they go in extra innings. But all the other stuff, though, that was such a horrible loss. And I think right now, as that team is performing, it just shows you that you get into a series, you can't play like that. It just exposed them right now, where they are right now. I'm not saying you know, I hear you every day. You know, they're not there yet. They're not in October. But if October was today, I'd be a little worried.
Yeah.
Okay.
No,
that's all
no,
I got.
No, I appreciate it, Dennis, and appreciate the call. And yeah, I mean, it is one of those things where the further you go here, it's getting late now in the season. I mean, the trade deadline is really the last opportunity that you have to improve your team, and that's only a few weeks away. And speaking of the trade deadline, we've talked about some of the moves the Phillies can make, but yesterday ESPN released a piece where they had hypothetical trades for some of the big targets potentially at the trade deadline, and one of them was Byron Buxton, the outfielder for the Twins. And this is a guy who's been, I feel like, connected or linked to the Phillies for a while now, in terms of he was a guy they could have had interest in last year at the deadline, 2 years ago at the deadline, has remained with Minnesota, but the Twins likely sellers again. And they put out a hypothetical trade where the Phillies trade Andrew Painter and Justin Crawford to the Twins for Byron Buxton. What do you think of that deal, Hugh? Byron Buxton, a guy who could solve your center field issues, he'd be the everyday center fielder.
That's enticing. No question about that. But like I said, TK, at some point we're going to need starting pitching. Because, and I know we're in the now right now with this team, but I don't think I'm willing to give up Painter for that. No, I don't think so.
Yeah, and I would prefer, obviously, not to trade Painter. I think you could, my hope would be that you could get Buxton without trading a guy like Painter.
Yeah.
And if you're going to trade Painter, I'm thinking loftier than that. Like, if you're trading Painter,
yeah, you better get a whole lot back.
Yeah, I mean, Buxton's a really good player, but I don't think he's worth Andrew Painter. I'd agree with that.
And Crawford.
Yeah.
I mean, that seems like way too rich.
But I don't know. Like, if Crawford was this good and this important,
yeah,
why is he not here?
That's
what I don't get with Crawford.
Well, because I think people are just looking at the batting average number and not not the other things. And I don't want to get, like, deep in the weeds here, but, like, the guy can't really lift the ball. And, like, the Phillies right now don't need another guy that's hitting the ball on the ground.
Could it be a situation where the Phillies don't value him that highly, and that's part of the reason they have him down the minor
Maybe,
leagues?
And
let him put up these numbers, and, hey, he's more enticing at the break.
Well, and it's all, yeah, it's definitely possible that I think his value is at its best when he's putting up this type of production in the minors and maybe not getting exposed to some major league pitching right now. I'm not sure. But I know he's handling the minors a little bit better than Andrew Painter is right now.
Well, and this is the thing, and we need to get to Painter, because Painter last night makes another start in AAA. He ends up going 5 1/3, gives up 5 runs. But I think when you look at those numbers, they're a little skewed. 3 of those runs came in the 6th inning. He kind of fell apart, unraveled when it got to the 6th, gave up a 3-run homer. But I look at Painter, and, like, he needs to contribute to the team this year. Whether you have him up here or whether he's in a trade, I don't understand.
You're getting antsy. It's not like you're getting antsy.
I am.
TK.
I'm getting antsy. They need Painter up here, Hugh. When they get back from the All-Star break, I think he needs to be up here with this team.
That's lofty. That is lofty, because at one point there was talk, when the pitching didn't look like it looked now, that he was going to be a part of the starting rotation. I just think it's a little premature and being a little anxious to all of a sudden wanted to trade him away because you want to fill the void of a batter or a bullpen arm. That to me is not operating from a position of power.
I don't want to trade him away. I want him pitching up here. I want
okay.
Him
to well, no, my fault, because I thought when you said it, I thought it was an either or. Like, you wanted to use him as a pitcher or a trade piece.
Right. Well, I kind of – and part of this is I just don't think they're going to trade him. I'd be open to it for the right price, but I don't think they're going to do it. I think they should bring him up right after the break. Like, what is the upside of Taijuan Walker being the 5th guy in the rotation? I thought Taijuan was fine last night.
Yeah.
Gave you 4 innings, gave up 1 run. It is what it is. But there's no – like, I'm fully confident that Andrew Painter would be able to give you – what Taijuan Walker gave you last night.
I don't know, TK.
You
hear
don't
you.
Think so? You don't,
I don't know.
Gave me
I
four
mean,
innings,
I mean,
1 run?
I think this stage is a lot different. I mean, I know it looks the same, but it's different, man. It's different. And I've never played baseball, but I can tell you, I've seen guys that, like, one of the, when I started watching baseball, one of the fun things that I used to like to see is pitchers melt down on the mound. Like, and get rocked and then trying to figure out you know, the catcher's trying to give him a pitch to throw, and he's waving off pitches and things like that. You don't want to mess up this young man's psyche. And the simple fact that there was a lot of talk about him being up here early, and then that talk died out, and he has been struggling as of late. Not, okay, struggling might be a little strong, but he hasn't been looked as good as he looked initially. I think you need to go ahead and chill out on that a little bit.
But like, what's the worst thing that can happen? Like,
he get rocked. He get rocked, and he's not right.
He gets rocked, and he's going to be the fifth starter. And Nola, you'd imagine, is going to be back after like 2 to 3 starts. So if he comes up and it doesn't go well, he goes down to the minor leagues. Like, I think this idea that if Andrew Painter comes up and it doesn't go well, it's going to ruin his career.
It might.
I don't agree with that.
It could stunt the development a little bit. Like, there's a reason they keep guys down in the minors until they absolutely earn their spot in the starting roster. Like, this isn't just a Phillies thing. This is what every team in Major League Baseball does, and I have to think that there's a reason for that. Like, it'd be one thing for me if he was carving it up down there and he was forcing the issue a little bit and you almost felt like you had to bring him up. I love when people talk on the mics while we're on the air. But, like, I don't – I think I would rather, at this point, let him spend the year down in the minors. He doesn't contribute at all this season.
Uh-huh.
Then bring him up here to get shelled.
Yeah, because that could happen.
But I don't think it's like a foregone conclusion that he's going to get shelled. What if he comes up here and he's
getting
good?
Shelled in the minors?
That was one inning last night, Kyle.
But his ERA is like 5 down there.
There's more upside to Andrew Painter being up here than Taijuan Walker or half these jokers in the bullpen.
But I think the downside's worse. Like, this is your number one golden ticket to future success with the Phillies. Like, I think if there's anybody that we should be sort of hugging in terms of, like, a prospect and playing it carefully as you possibly can, it's with Andrew Painter.
But I'll ask you guys this. Is there any way the Phillies can get the pitching that they need out of the bullpen without Andrew Painter contributing to it? Because the more I don't think there is. Like, look at the bullpen right now. We saw it last night. You have Strom. You have Kirkering. Mm-hmm. You have Banks. You're going to get maybe somebody at the trade deadline.
Nola's
not going to be in the bullpen.
For whatever reason. Me and Kyle have been on the same.
I want Painter up here. No, I want him up here right after the break.
I'm not saying Nola's going to the bullpen. I'm not saying that. But he could be in the rotation.
They're going to add a few guys. Yeah. You're going to get Nola. Like, I think, and once you push everybody back a few, like if you get a legitimate closer and then another guy that can eat up some decently high leverage innings, then I think the bullpen just looks infinitely better than it does right now. Like, I know we're complaining about it, but. Like we talked about earlier, we've seen way worse bullpens. Like at least sometimes they go out there and do their jobs. Like there are bullpens that you can set your watch to them blowing a game.
This isn't
necessarily that.
You're starting to remind me.
Oh, here we go.
Of Dave Dombrowski.
No,
it's starting to remind me of it's not great, but it's not the worst. That's basically what you just said, Kyle, changing
the narrative to fit my agenda. Okay.
You said sometimes they come in and sometimes they do well.
But it's
sometimes
true.
They go out and sometimes they do bad.
But it's true. Like, this isn't like we've seen so many bad bullpens, so many worse bullpens than this one. I know it's not last year's bullpen. And we might be a little bit spoiled by what we saw last year with them and the starting pitching this year. Like, I think they're one or two guys away and maybe somebody moving out of the rotation and into the bullpen from actually being a strength of your team.
But Painter could be one of those guys. No, is what I'm saying.
Well, he
to
could.
You.
He could be. But I don't want to.
He throws 100.
But you can't force that with him.
I think you can. I think you need to. I think you must. You must. You need to bring Painter.
I just don't agree.
215. Can't do it. 592-9494. Would you bring Andrew Painter up right after the All Star break? I would. I think he needs to be here. Get a major league experience because I think the Phillies will need him in the playoffs. Let's go back to the phones. Go to Jeremy in Syracuse. What's up, Jeremy?
Good morning, fellas. How are we doing today?
Good morning, Jeremy. What time is it where you are?
It's the same time.
I'm out in the heat all day.
Don't mind me.
Oh, okay.
I was in attendance at the Lehigh-Syracuse game last night. I saw Andrew Painter pitch, and I've been banging the same drum as UTK most of the season. I want to see him up here. I want to see Crawford up here. After seeing last night, I don't think he's ready. Mm. I really don't. He's got good velocity, but I mean, he's playing against guys that just got sent down from the Mets. He's playing against Francisco Alvarez and Luis Angel Acuna and
Major
Mark
players.
Santos and all these guys are Major League players. But these guys got sent down.
Yeah, they're quad A players.
He's getting shelled by these guys.
Well, Jeremy, didn't he only allow two runs before the sixth last night, though?
Yeah, but he allowed five. If you want him to come in and make starting impact, you can't only account for one inning.
Right, but this is what I'm saying. Like, Taijuan Walker last night, he got through four innings, gave up one run. That's kind of the equivalent to what Painter did last night before the sixth.
Yeah, I'll agree with that. I mean, you're damned if you do, damned if you don't, I think. And I don't know if putting all that extra pressure on him because we want to be in a win-now situation is worth bringing him up, especially if you plan on him being the long-term plan.
Yeah, no, I hear you, Jeremy, and appreciate the call. And again, not to bring it all back to the same thing, but I think it kind of leads back to the same place, is part of the Phillies' plan at the beginning of the season was that they were going to have Andrew Painter at some point contributing to the team. Like, to me, that is another Dave Dombrowski flaw here, where you were counting on this guy, and now you're not going to have him potentially.
But they can't, like, I don't think that's a Dombrowski thing at all. He got injured. He came off Tommy John surgery. They have to build this guy up and then let him show that he belongs in the majors. Like, I don't, like.
But even after that, they said he'd be here in July.
Okay, but.
It's July.
Sorry, but that's more on Painter than on, like.
Yeah, something changed.
That's not a Dombrowski issue. He's not showing that he's worth a call-up right now.
Well, I think, and this is where I guess maybe we differ in opinion. I think that they counted on Painter coming up and giving them something. I think this was part of the plan at the beginning of the year was that Andrew Painter will be up. He'll be akin to a trade deadline addition. And if that's not the case, it's another guy you need to go get.
But my counter is they probably also didn't count on Aaron Nola, a guy who's
getting
healthy
hurt
every single season, to, one, pitch as poorly as he did and to get hurt. Like, I think the Painter thing, sort of like you said, was going to end up being more of like a luxury ad for them. At this, later on in the season, but now it's starting to, like, at least in terms of the way the bullpen looks and the back end of the starting rotation, it's looking like more of a necessity, and that's where I think you're getting antsy about it.
Feels like you get a little antsy.
So we need to practice a little patience, TK.
And also, let's have a little fun, guys. Come on. Don't you want to see the young stud coming out throwing 100?
I don't want to see him get shell shocked.
You want to see the young stud, Hugh? Come on.
I don't want to see. I don't want to see him get shell shocked. I don't want to see that.
You like the young Thundercats, but at what cost?
Yeah, but you don't want to mess up. Yeah, you want to mess up. You don't want to mess up their development.
Let's go to Nick in Riverside. What's up, Nick?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
What's up, Nick?
I want to ask you what exactly has Andrew Painter shown you that makes you think that he should be brought up this season?
Yeah, TK.
He can throw 98, 99.
You like that
gas.
That's
what he's showing.
You like that gas.
Yeah, I like that heat. Put him in the pen.
Yeah, but you really think he's been good enough to be brought up?
Well, Nick, it's not like their bullpen is full of major league guys. He can take Daniel Roberts' spot in the bullpen. I think that's an upgrade.
But they want to bring him up as a starter, don't they?
Yeah, that's been the plan, but there's never really been a spot to start. Like, I'd bring him up. He can start until Nola comes back, but when Nola comes back, there's nowhere for him to be in the starting rotation anyway.
So you still have faith in Nola?
I mean, I've never had a ton of faith in Nola, but he's going to be in the starting rotation.
You're asking the wrong guy.
Yeah, you're asking the wrong person.
He's a Nola hater.
I know I don't want him back in the starting rotation this season.
Wow. Come on.
But Nola's not... I think Painter's stuff would translate to the bullpen better than Nola's would.
You think so?
I agree, yeah.
Huh. I never thought about it.
But I just feel like the way Taijuan Walker pitched last night, you're bringing up the same guy, aren't you?
The same guy as what?
I mean, he kind of – that's what Painter's doing down there.
Well, now
– Well, yeah, I mean – But I mean,
4 or 5 innings with a 4.97.
Right, but you have Taijuan up here. So if you get Painter up here and you at least get him some experience, wouldn't that potentially make him ready to pitch come, you know, October when he could use him?
But he's not pitching against the same guy. He's going to be pitching against major league stars.
Not only the major leagues, but the best hitters. Like, we're talking about playoff. lineups.
Yeah, and he might mess around and get rocked. He might not recover from
that. Sometimes we just need to put our faith in the kid.
He's pitching against AAA players down there, and he's getting rocked. He's giving up like 11 home runs down there.
He's not getting rocked. Appreciate the call. He gave up a three-run homer, and people act like it's the end of the world. Yep. He had five innings, runs up to that point.
Can't happen. Well, so
it's
like,
fine. He's going to be fine.
Maybe.
I like how you dug in on this.
I am. I'm not out on Painter, but like I'm not forcing the issue here. Like this season, like if you tell me that the best thing for this kid is that he doesn't make the roster until next year, he's got another whole offseason off. And then he shows that he can make the roster. Yeah. Like that's totally fine with me.
I'm okay with that.
They're going to get Aaron Nola back, and I know nobody's throwing big parties over Aaron Nola coming back, but that does allow you a little bit of flexibility with, say, moving a Ranger, Lizardo, Sanchez to the bullpen. If Aaron Nola can be a 2-4 starter in the postseason. Come on, TK.
I don't see that happen. I don't think you're moving any of those guys to the bullpen. Who would you rather have in the bullpen in the playoffs? Andrew Painter, Seth Johnson, Daniel Robert, Max Lizardo.
Andrew Painter. But let me throw you a scenario. Andrew Painter's off the table to come up this season. Nola comes back. He pitches well enough to be a 1-4 guy. Then who are you putting in the bullpen? God. Is it Nola? Is it Ranger? Is it Lizardo? Or is it Sanchez? Because one of those guys theoretically would have to move.
Well, we'll see how Lizardo looks. I'm not moving Sanchez or Ranger. I think that's crazy at this point. No way am I moving either of those guys. They're in the rotation.
But, I'm just saying, because we both agree Nola's stuff won't play in the bullpen. Sanchez's probably will. Ranger, we've seen eat up innings in the bullpen before. I don't know about Lizardo. Hasn't been in that role yet. I don't know. I think it's something that the Phillies might have to make a decision on eventually.
Yeah, I'm just not taking one of my really good starters and putting him in the bullpen. Like Painter, I think we all know he's not ready to pitch starting innings in the postseason. But I think as a bullpen piece, an interesting option. I think he could give you more than some of the other guys he has. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio today. We are live at McGurk's Pub and Grill in Fort Washington. Full packed house here. It did. A lot of people here. Last segment coming up. We have an interesting video clip that we need to break down. Also, we'll get to you people. All that coming up right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
I have a read. Hatfield just dropped something special, everybody. Forget you, Francisco. But let me tell you about these marinated carnitas. They're boneless and it's pork. They're tender, juicy. They have flavor for days. This isn't your average pork roast, people. This is a next level pork roast. The new Hatfield Marinated Carnitas Pork Roast is perfect for Sunday dinner or whenever you want to feel like a hero without taking a break or breaking a sweat. Trust me, you're going to want to grab one or maybe two. Put some pork on your fork. Hit up simplyhatfield.com to find a retailer near you. Hatfield, better care, better pork.